Imagine waking up as a vampire and discovering that immortality doesn't automatically make you interesting. This is precisely Fred's predicament. Frederick Frankfurt Fletcher, accountant, introvert, and now reluctantly undead, learns that becoming a creature of the night doesn't transform him into the suave, confident being of popular fiction. Instead, he remains painfully, hilariously ordinary. His first night as a vampire isn't spent prowling the streets, but frantically Googling vampire symptoms and creating spreadsheets to track his new biological changes. Unlike traditional vampires who seduce their prey, Fred arranges to purchase blood from a hospital director whose financial books he manages. Setting up automatic bank transfers and organizing his feeding schedule in Microsoft Excel. His greatest supernatural achievement to date? Using his enhanced strength to carry all his tax files up 3 flights of stairs in a single trip. Fred's vampire abilities are modest compared to fictional counterparts. He doesn't transform into bats or mist. His fangs only extend when feeding or excited, particularly during tax season, and while sunlight is dangerous, he doesn't immediately burst into flames, though he does develop an impressive sunburn within minutes. What weighs on Fred most isn't the physical transformation, but the emotional letdown. He had secretly hoped becoming a vampire would finally make his life exciting. Instead, his undead existence remains just as gray and dull as before, filled with tax returns and Netflix binges. Fred's 10-year high school reunion becomes his first adventure. He arrives early, sealing his hotel room with tinfoil to block sunlight, a practical vampire solution. For Halloween, he ironically dresses as a doctor, believing costumes should represent what you're not. The reunion darkens when Fred discovers 3 werewolves guarding the parking lot. His former bully, Brent Coulter, leads them, planning to sacrifice everyone to their goddess. In an uncharacteristic brave moment, Fred creates chaos with a fire extinguisher, helping classmates escape before being rescued by Crystal, his former almost friend, now transformed into a stunning supernatural hunter. Despite his boring reputation, Crystal asks Fred out. This establishes a pattern. Fred's ordinary vampire existence repeatedly collides with extraordinary supernatural situations, forcing him to develop unexpected courage. Isn't it curious how our greatest strengths emerge when we stop trying to be someone else? Fred's accounting business thrives post-transformation. His inability to refuse clients means non-stop work during tax season. Despite becoming a vampire, he remains essentially the same person, just paler, stronger, with different dietary needs. At a Black Banshee role-playing game Crystal drags him to, what seems like innocent LARP turns dangerous when Game Master Neil attempts real necromancy using his grandmother's magical book to steal participants' life forces. After Crystal arrests Neil for unlicensed magic, his zombie assistant Albert faces deportation. Zombies apparently need work visas to legally exist. Fred offers Albert a job, creating an ideal partnership. Albert makes the perfect assistant, requiring no food, sleep, or breaks while handling tedious tasks with endless patience. Fred's expanding supernatural circle transforms his once solitary life into something meaningful. His practice becomes a sanctuary for outcasts, showing that Fred's true strength lies in his compassion and acceptance of others, regardless of their supernatural status. Crystal takes Fred and Albert to Las Vegas to help her client Bubba, who owes $500,000 to Dracolings, humans with dragon blood who own Vegas casinos. These intelligent creatures have a gambling compulsion and can legally enslave debtors. When Crystal invokes the right to challenge for the debt, Fred must joust against the Dracolings champion. Bubba reveals he's a weresteed who transforms into a horse, actually a pony, too small for proper jousting. During the final pass, Fred improvises by standing on Bubba's back and swinging his lance like a baseball bat, knocking his opponent off. This adventure exposes Fred to a supernatural world of ancient treaties and magical contracts that challenge his understanding of reality. It demonstrates his growing ability to take risks and think creatively when facing impossible odds, proving that reimagining rules can be more effective than following tradition. Fred enjoys Scrabble nights with his new friends until Neil bursts in. His mentor, Amy, has disappeared and her home is trashed. Investigating reluctantly, Fred meets Richard Alderson, the Weremayor handling shapeshifter affairs, and Gideon, whom Fred recognizes as a dragon despite his childlike appearance. In the park, Fred faces a vicious moss monster with razor teeth, only surviving when Richard transforms into a massive lion. They also encounter 9-foot mushroom creatures that spray corrosive acid when threatened. Eventually, they find Amy in a clearing, her rainbow-swirling eyes conducting a strange wildlife symphony. The revelation? Amy wasn't kidnapped. She'd accidentally consumed her own experimental alchemical drug meant for someone stronger. While high, she wandered into the park unconsciously conjuring the moss monster, mushmen, and musical forest creatures. This adventure introduces Fred to magic's unpredictable side effects, broadening his supernatural understanding beyond vampires and shapeshifters. Have you ever noticed how often our most terrifying monsters turn out to be nothing more than misunderstandings? Fred's Christmas is disrupted when Quinn Tames, his sire who abandoned him after turning him, breaks in with another vampire holding Crystal hostage. Quinn demands Fred meet him at midnight at a church, disappointed Fred hasn't become the bloodthirsty monster he expected. Fred's friends explain vampires can absorb powers by drinking supernatural creatures' blood. Neil suggests using necromancy to create an illusion of the monster Quinn wants. Fred arrives at the church with glowing red eyes and blood-stained clothes, appearing transformed. When Quinn attacks Crystal, she unexpectedly transforms, her hands becoming claws, her hair turning blood red with burning tips, and her eyes blazing. In a dual voice, she rips off Quinn's arm, which turns to ash. Crystal reveals she hosts a devil bound to her family's bloodline for generations. Though Crystal suggests breaking up for Fred's safety, he refuses, saying his undead life is better with her despite the dangers. They share a tender moment ending with a kiss, Fred acknowledging he has time to become the hero he aspires to be. Throughout his supernatural adventures, Fred never becomes the stereotypical vampire of legend. Instead, he integrates his new reality into his existing personality. His methodical approach, attention to detail, and compassion prove more valuable than traditional vampire abilities. As his isolation ends, Fred finds himself surrounded by supernatural beings who accept him completely, spreadsheets, social awkwardness, and all. Fred's greatest growth comes from finding courage to take calculated risks for those he cares about. Whether challenging Dracolings with planned strategies, confronting his evil sire with preparation, or hosting supernatural misfits for a Christmas celebration, Fred demonstrates that heroism doesn't require charisma. Sometimes it's about showing up prepared and doing what's right, even when terrified. Fred's journey reminds us that the most remarkable thing we can do is embrace who we already are. The power to change our circumstances comes not from becoming someone else, but from finding strength in our ordinary qualities.